Annabelle, New Beginnings. Gosh, he keeps staring at me. I wonder if he knows. Maybe he recognizes me from somewhere. Why else would he be staring at me so much? It's a little unsettling, to be honest. Very creepy. Maybe if I hold my book up a little higher, covering my face, he'll get the message. Nope, that didn't work. He's still looking over this way. Oh dear. Was that a smile he just gave me? Oh, I'm sure it was. What would Sis do in this situation, I wonder? Excuse me. Oh, no. Me? Yes, sorry to disturb you. Just that you look so familiar, but I can't put my finger on where I know you from. Keep a low profile. Don't draw any unwanted attention. Stay out of sight for a while. Those were the instructions from Sis. I think I just have one of those faces, to be honest. I'm new to the area, so I don't really know anyone here. Any good? Huh? The book, I mean. Is it any good? The title seems interesting. How to Kill Your Family. Trying to pick up any ideas? His laugh comes across as though he's slightly nervous. Oh, it's a fun read. Nothing too serious at all. Come on, dude, just walk away. I don't need this. We don't need this, Sis and I. Oliver. My name is Oliver. He tells me his name while holding his hand out to me. Oh dear, this isn't going well at all, is it? I don't want to get in trouble with Sis, but I don't want to seem rude to Oliver. Wait a minute, Oliver? Why does that name ring a bell in my head? Maybe we do know each other from somewhere? Maybe he's mistaken me for my sister. Oh dear, this may be problematic. Annabelle, nice to meet you, Oliver. He does have a cute smile after all. So, where did you move from? Obviously, I don't know if you have just moved here recently. I haven't really left this area since I was born. Think, Annabelle, think. What did Sis tell me about the story to stick to if we were ever asked where we moved from? Oh, I feel so under pressure. This isn't going well at all. What's this? He's moving to sit down opposite me. No. Oh, well, not too far away, but far enough. Was that enough information, and vague enough for him? Oh, there's that smile again from him. Well, Annabelle, it's a nice enough area around here. It's safe as can be, and has all the essential shops and stuff that one needs to get by. But it can be a bit boring and dull at times. Sometimes I wish there was something exciting, like a mysterious dead body that gets found that needs investigating. Okay, that's a bit dark from this guy. Be careful what you wish for, Oliver. Be very careful. Sometimes dull is just what's needed, don't you think? Instead of drama to worry about. Okay, I need to think of a way to wrap this up. Sis will go mental. It's not even been a week and I'm out here meeting new people and opening up about our business. Oh, is that the time already? I didn't realize it was so late. Why did he just give me that confused look? Oh, right, yeah. Note to self, when trying to use the excuse of the time check on my wristwatch to get out of a situation, I actually should remember to have the watch on in the first place. I can feel my face burning with embarrassment now. Well, Oliver, it was really nice meeting you, and maybe you could show me around the local area another time. Okay, well, I just heard my words, and that sounded like an invitation for us to be in contact. I really have put my foot in it, haven't I? Sure. I can show you all the sights of the supermarket and local newsagents. Let me give you my number and just be in contact whenever. How do I explain this all to Sis? Maybe she doesn't need to know everything about today. I can tell her about the nice coffee place I found and leave it at that. And not show her this napkin with the boy's number scribbled down on it. Hope you can read the messy numbers. This certainly gives me material to note down in my journal tonight. Yep, I can read them all out clearly. Well, nice meeting you again, Oliver. Likewise, Annabelle. Keep my head down and don't look back. Wow, it's dark already out here. Now which way is our new home? The street looks all different in the dark. Light bulb moment. Sis would love a nice cooked meal for tonight. That'll be a good way to keep her distracted and maybe keep my attention away from Oliver. I really don't want to upset Sis. After all she's done for us and got us away from all that mess and to have a fresh new start... I need to be good and listen to her voice this time and do as I'm told. Yes, Annabelle will listen and be good. Still, bugging me where I know his name, Oliver, from. Maybe it's nothing, and all just in my head.